Fogey, and you've returned to the Wait Up, Slow Down show. Yes, I don't know why you keep doing it, but we're grateful that you do. If you continue to listen to the show, our ratings may just increase enough that we might even attract a single sponsor. I don't get what's so funny. I was being quite serious. Well, anyway, today we join Jack in his Kansas farmhouse somewhere in Nebraska.
Hello, welcome to my little Nebraska Kansas farmhouse. I am Jack McDorothy, and this is my dog, Toto.
Woof, woof.
Announcer Fogey, you are playing Toto? I thought it was supposed to be Mr. Grumley.
Well, Mr. Grumley was a dog in the last episode, and it didn't seem fair to make him do it again.
Oh, well, that was big-hearted of you.
Besides, he said that if I did this for him, he'd do my homework for a month.
But wait a minute. I thought you graduated back in the 1800s.
Oh, phooey. I've been tricked. I mean, woof, woof. Jack McDorothy? Oh, Jack McDorothy?
Oh, look. It is a Tin Ninja.
No, I'm not the Tin Ninja yet. I'm playing your mother in this scene.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird.
A farm has fallen on hard times, and so I need you to take Toto to sell for some magic beans.
Okay, Mother, you can count on me.
But I don't want to be sold for some magic beans. And besides, that's not the way the story goes. This isn't right.
Well, when have you ever known us to do anything right?
Yes, you raise a very good point. All right, carry on.
Tra-la-la-la-la. Woof! I have tripped over something.
Yes, I see. Someone has placed a rainbow in the path.
And we have taken a trip over the rainbow.
Ba-dum-bum.
He said bum.
Hey there, you tripped over the rainbow and fell and squished the Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh man, and I just had this shirt cleaned too.
All hail Jack McDorothy, Slayer of the Wicked Witch.
Say, are you a munchkin or something?
Why no, I am actually Wayne Brady doing a very convincing impression.
That is what I thought. Say, could you help me find my way back to my little Kansas farmhouse in Nebraska? I have to sell Toto for some magic beans.
I know just who you need to talk to. Jacob, the good rabbi of the north.
Hey there, shalom everybody.
Rabbi Coon, what are you doing here?
A very brief cameo.
Can you send me back home to my little Kansas farmhouse in Nebraska?
Oh, me? Why, you think I got magical powers or something? I'm just a rabbi.
So what should I do then? Should I follow this yellow brick road, experiencing all sorts of strange adventures and meeting weird and wonderful new friends and eventually killing the Wicked Wicked of the West?
There's a little typo in the script there. That should be Witch, not Vic.
Oh, right. So is that what I should do then?
What, you kidding? No. Just take the ruby slippers off the witch you just squished, click your heels 3 times together, and say there's no place like home. It's the perfect Deus Ex Machina.
Oh, that sounds good. Let's do that.
But if you go home right now, we won't have a story to continue in the next episode. And you know how Ernie is without a script.
Well, all right then. For Ernie's sake, let us take the yellow brick road.
Okay, you can take the yellow brick road, but put it back when you're done with it.
Here we go, walking along the yellow brick road.
Excuse me, could you get me down from here?
Oh, would you look at that, Toto? It is a scarecrow that looks strangely like Ernie.
Oh yes, don't you know it? Every time there's a scarecrow in the show, I have to play it. Every time.
But, Ernie, we've only had one episode with a scarecrow in it. Oh, that's the one we're doing right now.
Yes, and every one of those one times I've played the scarecrow.
Well, I'll get you down. Hang on. My goodness, Mr. Scarecrow. What in the world are you stuffed with?
Radioactive waste metals.
Now, why would anyone stuff a scarecrow with radioactive waste metals?
Well, to scare the crows, don't you know? I mean, those crows are very environmentally conscious.
Well, that is not a very smart thing.
No, I suppose you're right. I'll tell you what. Why don't we go together to see the wizard? He can send you home, and he can make me not be radioactive anymore.
Oh, I figured you'd want to get a brain.
No, I want to keep working on this show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't act so surprised. You must have seen that joke coming from a mile away.
Hey, look over there. What's that?
Well, it's a tin ninja who looks strangely like my mother.
Oh, I think he's rusted shut. He's not moving.
I am not rusted. I am simply taking a little nappy poo. You know, being a tin ninja is hard work, and I get very tired.
Oh, what sort of things do you do, Mr. Tin Ninja?
All right, so I'm rusted. Will you get me unstuck, please?
All right, hang on.
Yes, that feels so much better. Would you mind putting my arms and legs back on, though?
Oh, certainly.
Roar! I say roar, sir.
Oh, no, it is a hungry lion.
Whatever shall we do?
Get behind me, I will protect you. Hey!
Arr, you got me, sir, right in the quantum theory.
I did? You mean I actually hit something?
Oh, no. Actually, you missed me, sir. I've just gotten used to saying that.
Oh, drat. If only there was some all-powerful wizard who could give me some aim.
I know. You can come with us to see the wizard.
Oh, and I could go with you too, sir.
And why would you be coming along, Mr. Lion?
Well, because if I'm not in the next episode, I don't get paid, sir.
Will Jack and his friends ever reach the wizard? Will Jack get back home to his Kansas farmhouse in Nebraska to sell me for a handful of magic beans? He'd better not.